Romans chapter 3. What, then, is special about the Jew? Or what is the benefit to the circumcision? Much in every respect. Firstly, then, because the oracles of God were entrusted to him. For what if some have disbelieved? Their disbelief does not make God's faithfulness void, does it? May it not be so. But let God be true and every man a liar, as it stands written, in order that you may be justified with your words, and that you may be vindicated when you are judged. And if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Surely God, who brings wrath, is not unjust. I speak humanly. May it not be so. Otherwise, how will God judge the world? For if God's truth has abounded to his glory in the face of my untruth, why am I, for my part, still judged as a sinner? And not according to how we are slanderously spoken of, and according to what some also claim that we say, namely, let us do evil things so that good things may come, whose judgment is merited. What then, are we superior? Not at all, for we have already made the charge that both Jews and Greeks are all under sin, as it stands written. Not even one is righteous. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned aside. They have become altogether useless. There is no one who shows kindness. There is not even one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have been deceitful. Viper's venom is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and hardship are in their ways. But they do not know the way of peace. There is no fear of God before their eyes. But we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped up, and the whole world may be accountable to God, because no flesh will be justified by the works of the law before him. For through the law is acknowledgement of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been made manifest, without the law, testified to by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, for all and on all who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God appointed as a propitiation through faith in his blood, as a demonstration of his righteousness, for the sake of the remission of previously committed sins, in God's forbearance, as a demonstration of his righteousness at the present time, with a view to him being just, and a justifier of him who is a partaker of faith in Jesus. So where is boasting? It is excluded. By what law? That of works? No, rather, by the law of faith. We conclude, therefore, that man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles too, seeing that God, who will justify circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith, is one. Do we make the law void through faith? Far from it. Rather, we establish the law.